我如果问你说，那你就是你的儿子，
那不偷到墙上要更加细致
了。因为你要怎么教我？
我给你拍。
你拍的呀？
那你是从哪里？
你说我看到。
Your head。
哎，下一
个。六。
五来人家看。
所以第三章属于是挺说到的。
那我得打后，打
后。
That is why in chapter 3 it says, what is born of the flesh is flesh. The flesh has nothing to do with the Lord. Paul also said, we do not rely on the flesh. If you are in your natural man, and I am in my natural man,in myself, we cannot worship God. There's no way. In order to worship this real God, this living God, you need your spirit. Oh Lord.That is why the Lord said, you do not know whom you worship. We know the God and the Father whom we worship. Now since we know, since you already know this God, now I want to ask you one question. You're experiencing since you know about him and you know him, have you ever asked him, how do you want us to worship you? We have been Christians for many, many years, but we never asked this question.And we just go to meetings and we sit there, we sing, we pray, and then we consider that as worship. And the Pentecostals worship by waving their arms and singing and falling over, passing out. They call that worship.No, I do not intend to offend you. And should we be like that? Or using some music there, being very loud.Is that called worship? How come we've been Christians for so many years, yet we have never asked the God whom we worship, oh God? What is our worship towards you? How do we worship you?You have been a Christian many years, brother. It doesn't matter. You don't have to tell me. 30 years. You never asked the Lord, the Father, Father, how should I worship in order to please you?We have to acknowledge that we really are very naive. We do not know. We use any man's way. Whatever people do, we just go ahead and do it. Right. So we all have to turn.We all have to turn and repent to tell the Lord. The God whom we worship is glorious, and He is the only true God. He is the Almighty God. He is the Almighty God. Not too well.
Not so well.
Can you do that? Not so well.
It's too soft, I can't hear anything.
He is the glorious, almighty God, the alone true God. So we must worship Him. We cannot worship Him in any loose way. Do not think that if you worship Him in any way, then God will accept any way you worship Him. Our God will not accept anything. Our God will not just accept anything. Do not think if I lie down, you know, just lie there, and God would accept my worship. Do not think that if I just think of Him, I'm worshiping Him. Right? We all committed the presumptuous sin. We're very loose. Anything goes. Do you think our God is like us? Our God is not like us. Although we people are very loose, we do whatever we please. We just presume that God would take it. We're not doing some bad thing. We're worshiping Him. But John chapter 4 tells us that God is seeking. God is seeking such to worship Him. If it can be in any way, then God does not need to seek. Our God is not a very loose God. He says, oh, whatever you do, I'll just accept it. Do you think that God is like that? From the beginning of the Bible, there were two people worshiping Him there. You all know these two brothers, it's Abel and Cain, right? Did God accept the sacrifices of both those brothers? Did He? Both of them were worshiping Him. Why did God accept Abel? And He did not accept Cain. We have to ask this question. You cannot just think that, oh, it's just like that. You cannot just bring any old thing and offer it up to God. God accepted Abel. Why did God accept Abel? Because the offering that Abel brought was totally according to God's will. But if you're presumptuous and just think, and Cain thought, oh, what I did wasn't bad. Now you say, what should we do? That's why we need to wake up. God is worshiping. God is seeking for the true worshippers. Besides, the true worshippers need to worship God in spirit. If you come to worship and you're in yourself, in your flesh, and you're sitting there criticizing, your mind, your heart is not there, you're thinking about this and that, your physical body is present, but I don't know where your mind is. Besides, you're worshiping God according to your own way, your own thoughts. And you're not doing it according to the way that God wants you to worship Him. Now again, from Monday through Saturday, you're living in yourself. You're not exercising to fellowship with God in your spirit. And you don't learn to listen to the teaching of the anointing. Hebrews says, today, if you will hear my voice, do you listen to him every day? Is the Holy Spirit a dumb spirit? Would the Holy Spirit not speak to you? Now what is the anointing the Holy Spirit dwelling in you for? To accompany you, to play with you? I'm sorry. Lord Jesus, if I do not learn each day to have fellowship with my Lord and my God in my spirit, and each day I would just do what I please, I make the decisions, whatever I like, I just go ahead and do it. Whatever I like to say, I just speak it out. If I like to scold people, I just go ahead. If I like to criticize, I don't know where my mind is traveling to. I am daydreaming, and yet I do not use my spirit to say, stop. Now, if you live like this from Monday to Saturday, now on the Lord's Day, you come to the Lord's table to worship God. Let me ask you, can you just flip-flop like that? You live in your flesh and yourself from Monday to Saturday, thinking about all the things of the world. And you come to the meeting on the Lord's Day and you're in spirit, just like that. Is it that cheap? Other people may not know, but don't think that God doesn't know about it. Who are you trying to deceive? You're deceiving yourself. I shouldn't talk about you, but I should say I am deceiving myself. We all live like this. Tell me, what should the Father do? You tell me. Would the Father agree to it? Let's not talk about the Father. Do you agree with this? Do you? No? You don't agree? But the father agrees? You don't even agree with it yourself. Do you think that the father would agree with it? And you appear, pretend to be very spiritual. Weren't the Pharisees, didn't the Pharisees and the high priest seem to look very spiritual? Even the scribes and ourselves also? When other people do not see us, we are in our flesh. And when other people can see me, suddenly I become very spiritual. Are we not like the Pharisees? Oh, Father. He is seeking the true worshippers who will worship him. That means to say, the worship in those days, much of it was not the true worship. Otherwise, why would the Father still be seeking for the true worshippers? Look at the aspect of the truth. The true worship, the real worship, the first meaning is that the Old Testament is still not the real thing, it was just a shadow. It doesn't mean to say that in the Old Testament, those were false, they were wrong. But the Old Testament, it was according to the letter, it was not the substance itself, it was a shadow. There are cows and sheep, the goats, and then there are the turtle doves and the fine flower, etc. And you bring the first fruits to worship. And the firstborn of the cattle. Yeah, because in the Old Testament days, they were waiting for the New Testament to come. So God considered it as worship. But do not forget, all the sheep and cattle, they all point to the Lord Jesus. That is why when the Lord Jesus came, John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God." Because the Lord Jesus was the true Lamb, the true sacrifice. That is why in the Old Testament day, the worship was not the real worship yet. We have to understand in this way. The New Testament came. I think the Father should be very happy because the time has come. Now I can get the true worship. And it turned out that he got false worship. It was a man-made kind of worship. And it was even worse than the Old Testament. Have you ever thought of it? Do you not have sympathy for the Father's heart? Think about it. So, I don't want to drag it too long. All our hearts need to be turned towards the Lord. Because the church life today, the church is the temple of God. So his temple is for him and not for us. It's for God. Tell me, Brother Dehua, who is it for? Is it for me to be an elder here? Is it for giving sermons? Is it for entertainment? Spiritual entertainment? Dancing? Music? And a choir? Jokes? Is it for Bible interpretation? Is it like this? Is it to satisfy you? When you come, you come empty? Because you would like to gain something. Why did you come to the conference? Did you come for God? Or did you come for yourself? Now, what do we all come to the meeting for? Tell me. Outwardly, it seems that we're for God. But actually, you're for yourself. That's why you come empty. And if you listen to the message and you don't like to hear it, and you're not happy, you go home unhappy. I didn't get anything. That man up there is talking nonsense. And he keeps saying the same thing. And why do you still come? That is why sometimes I say, you come hungry, and when you go home angry. Lord Jesus, it's all for us. It's for you and it's for me. Nobody thought, what does our Father get? You only ask, what do we get? Do you want to get some knowledge? Sing some hymns you like to sing? No, you came to satisfy the Father's heart's desire. You come to worship Him. Now, how are you going to worship Him? Tell me, do you come empty-handed? The Bible says you cannot come empty-handed. And you say, oh, I bring some money with me. Yes, if I bring some money, do you think the Father needs your money? Money may be man's need, but it's not God's need. In the end, you come and bring so much money, you make so much donation, and then you even blow the trumpet and your name is hanging up there. That is why, brothers and sisters, this word is not to rebuke you. This word is so that we will repent, that our hearts would turn towards God. We have to come and understand the will, the heart intent of the Father. What our God wants to get, and that we learn in a good way to become the true worshippers who worship the Father. Otherwise, if we continue down this road, I personally feel that it's a dead-end road. Each week you come empty, and you go away empty. Do you like to do this? I want to tell you, if our Abba Father is not satisfied, do not dream that you yourself will be satisfied. Lord Jesus. So may the Lord have mercy on us. I want to learn. I want to change. Do not just practice the way that we've been doing in the past without any reality. But we should practice and do according to what the Word of God tells us. That's why the Lord Jesus said, how can you be a true worshipper? It's very strange. It's very strange. The Lord Jesus did not say God is seeking, but that the Father is seeking. Why? Because God is our Father today. We are His many children. What is your relationship to God? Brother Thoreau, I see your son here. And your daughter-in-law is here. How is your relationship with each other? Very good. It's not a very distant relationship, right? When Qing Qian, the son, sees you, he says, you bow down and he's afraid of you. Is it like that? No. When you see your father, says, oh, Papa. Very intimate. Now, are you as intimate with your Father in heaven? We are not like in religion, like the in the Islams. They would prostrate themselves to worship God. Besides, we all know that they do not know their God. How about us? John said that our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son. It's a living fellowship. If you do not know the Father, how do you know what He wants of you? If you kneel for 1 hour, is that worship? What does the Bible say? That is why, first of all, our fellowship with our Father has to be proper. And we have to have experience of this fellowship. That is why in John chapter 3, it says that we're born again, we're born of God, and so we become His children. And Galatians chapter 4 says, since we're saved, born of God, and the Spirit in us will cry out, Abba Father, since we have the Spirit of the Son in our hearts. Abba Father is a very intimate calling. We call it Abba Father, Abba. That is why we need to worship this God. In order to worship this God, we need to have this fellowship with Him. Look at our Lord Jesus when He was on this earth. He was the Son of God. And His relationship with the Father was so intimate. He was fully obedient to the Father's will. And His life, His living, was fully well-pleasing to the Father. How about our relationship with the Father? How is it? No wonder we pray and we pray and we keep praying, and it seems that God doesn't listen to us. That the Lord Jesus said, Father, you know that you hear me. Because I always do your will. How about us? We are often disobedient. We're not only disobedient, we even do things that are displeasing to Him. He doesn't want us to do it, but we just go ahead and do it. If I don't listen to Him every day, do you still want Him to listen to me? Tell me, is that reasonable? It's not reasonable. This is not reasonable. That is why we don't care about the way how to worship Him either. If we want to have such an intimate relationship with our Father, it has to be a relationship in our spirit. If you're not in your spirit, you're just using your mind, you're just very familiar with the Bible. So what if you're familiar with the Bible? God is living. This Bible is not my God. Although it's the Word of God, it's full of the Word of God. But God is living. The Pharisees and the scribes, they all read the Bible. But when Christ was standing in front of them, they said, "Who are you?" They even wanted to crucify him, and they even wanted to persecute him. Now, how is our relationship with our Father? Because we do not know him. We only know him in doctrine. It's easy to understand the Bible, actually. You just go read. Besides, spiritual books are all over the world. There are lots of them. And today you have the internet. It's very convenient. You just open up your phone. What does this word mean? Oh, I understood it. Understood. You understood, but what is the source of it? It came from the internet. Now, in the end, you fall into the net, the snare. You don't need the Holy Spirit anymore. You don't need to ask God anymore. Now we all say, why do we have to ask? We just go ask the phone. It's very convenient. You don't need to pray. And you don't need to use your mind, nor do you need your spirit. You just understand. Tell me, is this experiencing God? Your source is dead. So whatever you say, whatever you speak forth, is also dead. Because you did not touch this living God. Tell me, am I too much to say this? Am I too much? I do not think I'm talking about you. If you think I'm talking about you, then you are just that way. If you're not doing that, why would you be angry, right? Brother Lin, am I talking about you? I'm not talking about you. I did not name you. I'm talking about you, so you or you. So please, do not be angry. I'm not talking about you. Because I know that people got angry. It's okay whether they get angry or not. Did not the Lord Jesus speak and they all got up angry? Especially the Pharisees. They were oftentimes angry with him. That is why, brothers and sisters, we really need to learn to live in the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit indwells our spirit. John chapters 14, 15, 16, he will be in you to teach you. He will teach you in all things. Besides, the Holy Spirit will lead you into all reality, all truth. And he will receive of the Lord Jesus, not from the internet. The Spirit will receive of the Lord Jesus and reveal it to you and dispense it to you. And He will even declare to you the things that are to come. He's living. Besides, in the end, He will not glorify Himself. He will glorify the Father. How about us? In the end, who gets the glory? In the end, we are way up high there. That's why, brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus said that the true worshippers, they have to be in spirit. Because God is spirit. And He lives in the spirit, through the spirit. He becomes the anointing in you. And He will teach you in all things. But John, 1 John chapter 2, 20, verses 20 and 27 says, so you have received the anointing from Him, from the Holy One, that's the Lord Jesus. Let me ask you, how often have you experienced the teaching of the anointing in you? Every day? It should be every day. Unless He's sleeping there. Tell me, is the Holy Spirit sleeping in you? Since He is in us, and we have been Christians for many years, how come we cannot hear Him? If you cannot hear, you cannot hear Him, is it because he does not have a microphone? Or it's because we do not have an ear to hear? Because we have been Christians for so many years, yet we have not exercised a spiritual ear to hear what the Spirit says. Besides, the book of Hebrews says that our hearts have been hardened. They are hardened. Cannot hear. Because we always do not listen to Him. We're disobedient to Him. We rebel against Him. If you're rebelling against Him for so many years and you think you may still listen to the Holy Spirit, that would be a strange thing. That's why many Christians say, Spirit, Spirit, Spirit. I cannot touch my spirit. What spirit are you talking about? Now, is the Lord Jesus deceiving you here? Those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit. You say, Lord Jesus, how come you give me a spirit that cannot speak? Now, let me ask you. Is your spirit born again? Does the Holy Spirit dwell in you? Is He living? Really so? He is not a dumb spirit. He is a speaking spirit. When He first got into you, He started crying out, Abba, Father. How come you cannot hear Him today? Because you're used to not listening to Him. You're not used to living in your spirit. You're hardened. And you became deaf in your ear. You became old. You know, when man becomes old, I'm getting old now. Sometimes even if you shout, I cannot hear. They cannot hear because they're sitting in the back, but you can come move to the front. We have to draw near to God. You're too far away. You're too far away from Him. If you do not draw near to Him, and you do not have that relationship with Him in your spirit, how can you touch Him? On the other hand, it's those people who just got saved. It's much easier for them to hear the speaking of the Holy Spirit. And we who have been Christians for so many years, we have too much knowledge. We have so much in our head, in our mind. I know it. Oh, I know this. So what if you know it? That's why we need to turn. We have to come back to the Lord. Lord, help me. Only the indwelling spirit can help you to get to know your spirit. I cannot help you because I do not live in you. It's very easy for you to hear my speaking right now. So what if you hear me? It's not someone speaking, just speaking to you from the outside, but it's the Holy Spirit that's indwelling you. He lives in you, and it's the anointing within that teaches you. It's only in this way that you can get to know Him. No one else can help you, and it's not through any specific method. In the past there was shouting, "Oh Lord, amen, hallelujah." You may shout and shout again, but in the end, through your shouting, you're still living in your flesh. I've done that too. Perhaps I did it more, was more extreme than others. But today, thank the Lord, we can all repent. You have to know that alone the indwelling spirit can help you. Right? Because truly it is so that our spirit is mingled with His spirit. If the Holy Spirit cannot help you, then there's no way. No man can help you. That is why when you read the Acts of the Apostles, the Holy Spirit was moving, and all the apostles did was according to the Holy Spirit. And there was the Holy Spirit speaking. The Holy Spirit told Philip to go into the wilderness to preach to the eunuch. The eunuch. Nobody told him to go. Peter did not tell him to go. It was the Holy Spirit who told him to go. If it's not the Holy Spirit, who is going to tell him to go? And today, I like to go, so I go. If I don't like to go, I just don't go. Nobody said it's the Holy Spirit who told me to go. If you invite me, I just go. In those days, in the early days, there was no invitation card and there was no telephone. It was a heavenly Christ who arranged it through the Holy Spirit. Paul was waiting there in Damascus, and the Lord Jesus went to Ananias and told him to say, go look him up. It's a living leading. They all knew the indwelling spirit. Today, it's all man's arrangements. Man's hands doing things there. The elder would arrange. The apostles would arrange. It doesn't work if there's no arrangement. If it was not arranged, not planned for me to go and I go there, then I get scolded. Who told you to go? It's without fellowshipping with us, just to dare to go? Oh, Lord Jesus. Man's authority has replaced the authority of the Holy Spirit. It's all man's hands planning things. Our Lord became out of a job. Our Lord, who's sitting on the throne, became unemployed. And the Holy Spirit that's indwelling you also became unemployed, and his seat was taken by somebody else. You don't listen to the Lord speaking, but you listen to man speaking, and you have your own decisions. You don't listen to the Lord anymore. Brothers and sisters, I cannot hear. Just like it says in Ephesians, those who are asleep, you have to wake up. Wake up from your sleep, because Christ gives you light. But if you're still sleeping, if you're sleeping in your spirit, no matter how man would shine light, shed light on you, you'll still be sleeping. Even if the alarm clock is ringing, you cannot hear. Oh Lord, have mercy on us. Let's have some prayer and we'll continue with the next session. Lord, thank you for your instant word. Abba, Father, have mercy on us. We're really too loose before you, Father. Lord, we want to have fellowship with you in our spirit. We are willing to repent. May your Holy Spirit teach us once again. Teach us so that we have intimate fellowship with you. Recover a good relationship to you. Lord, forgive our sins. Lord, continue to shed light on us and speak to us. Expose our unknowing. Speak to the churches so that we can enter into the spiritual reality and not remain in the teachings. We look to you. Abba Father, we thank you. You love us. Speak to us through your Holy Spirit. What the Spirit says, he who has an ear, let him speak. Let him hear. And help us not to be dumb and not to be deaf, but that the Holy Spirit would speak to us in our spirit, that we would have the feeling, that we would know it clearly to know you. Oh, Father, we thank you. May we remove all our veil, that we would turn and repent before you. Lord, we thank and praise you. We thank you. Thank you that we do not want to be asleep in our spirit. That man looks at the outward, but the Lord looks at the heart. Thank you that we do have the blessing to hear the word. We do confess to you our sins and do bless our meeting here. So may the Spirit make alive our inner man, that we would be fully filled up by you. Hear our prayer. Lord, we thank you. 2,000 years ago, you said such a word. Today, you're speaking the same word to us. You say, the Father is seeking such to worship him. You say, the Father is seeking such people to worship him. You're speaking to us today, asking us whether we are such a person. Oh, Lord. May we wake up. May the Holy Spirit shed light on us. Father, have mercy on us, that we may hear the speaking of the Holy Spirit. The first session stops here. We have some refreshments. We'll rest for 20 minutes. We hope that the saints will come back at 10:50 and we'll begin the second session. So refreshments are in the next room.
Do we start off for that?
Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
Thank you.